Welcome to the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. My name is Andrew James Brown and I'm the minister of the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, UK. Knowing that full scope always eludes our grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that we have perceived nothing completely and that, therefore, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk, I hope that, on occasions, you'll find here a helpful liberal, religious and philosophical reflection that encourages you to journey through life, making footprints rather than blueprints. Welcome. How new are you? A short thought for the day offered to the Cambridge Unitarian Church as part of the Sunday service of mindful meditation. On New Year's Eve, I offered you an address designed to help ease us as positively as possible into the new year, but without at the same time falling into the typical liberal religious trap of engaging in over-wishful and optimistic thinking, especially since 2024 really doesn't look like it's going to turn out to be a good year at all. Now, whether or not I succeeded in my aim is hardly for me to say, but what I can say is that very shortly after writing that New Year's Eve piece for you, I began working on a translation of a very short address written by Imma Okashinichiro called New Year's Greetings, that he wrote when he was 99 years old and which he delivered in 1980 to his own creative free spiritual community, the Tokyo Kiyotsu Kyokai, i.e. the Tokyo Unitarian Church. Well, Imaoka Sensei's words have stayed with me since then, and today, having had the opportunity to reflect upon them for a few more weeks, I find that what he said in that piece gifted me, and now I hope will also gift you, something of great help as we try to make the very best of the next 11 months, and indeed the months and years beyond them. Imaoka Sensei began his short talk by pointing out to his Japanese audience that in the West, when people say to each other, "I wish you a happy new year," they tend to do this with a strong sense that the happiness and joy depends on the way the coming year is to unfold. That, at least in my case, seems to be right. And given that the prospects for this year neither were nor are particularly rosy, during the first couple of weeks of January, I found it almost impossibly hard to say to anyone, "Happy New Year," with anything like a clean heart and full belief. In short, so far this year, whenever I have wished someone a Happy New Year, my words have felt profoundly hollow. But as Imaoka Sensei immediately makes clear in his own talk, as he stood at the beginning of his 100th year of existence, the happiness and joy he was wishing for others, and for himself, was not something that depended on the way the coming new year unfolded, but rather upon the way we, as individuals and as a community, might unfold. Imaoka Sensei describes this unfolding as being a process of self-awareness and growth. And he thought it was joyous because it becomes increasingly new with each new year. Now, properly to hear what Imaoka Sensei is trying to say to us at this point, it's vitally important to be acutely aware that his great age meant that, superficially anyway, the adjective new didn't seem to apply to him. And to address this point, he suggests that whenever one is tempted to ask about a person's age, the English question, "How old are you?" should be corrected to, "How new are you?" This, I think, is Imaoka Sensei's key insight in his talk. Namely, that no matter what the new calendar year ahead promises us in terms of events, and even when what it promises looks uniformly dark and gloomy, we can ourselves continue to promote a process of self-awareness and growth. And when we fully inhabit that process, even in the darkest of times, we can ourselves always already become new every morning. But I realised that in bringing this positive idea before you, against the dark background of world events, it might still sound as if I've fallen into the typical liberal religious trap of over-wishful thinking and optimism that I was worried about falling into at the beginning. Given this danger, it's really important for you to know that Imaoka Sensei, despite living through the collapse of the early Japanese Unitarian movement during the 1920s, the catastrophic aftermath of Japan's Great Kanto earthquake in 1923, the nightmare of Japan's descent into fascism and war during the 1930s and 40s, and, of course, through the utter horror experience following the dropping of atomic bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima in 1945 at the end of the Pacific War, that despite all these things, his own personal ability to embody this process of self-awareness and growth always meant he was able to be new every morning, right up until his death in 1988, age 106. It was his ability continually to embody newness that meant after the 1923 earthquake, he had the creative vision and energy to rebuild and make even more successful the influential school, the Seisuko Academy, of which he was principal. In the 1930s and 40s, he was able to keep liberal and progressive thinking and religion alive, despite the brutal and repressive fascist regime. And from 1945 onwards, he was able not only to restart the Japanese Unitarian movement in 1948, but also play a key role in promoting important liberal reforms in education, religion, and politics, both in Japan and internationally. Drawing on a verse by the 15th century Zen monk and poet Ikki Osho, Imaoka Sensei concludes his brief address by indicating that, for him, each new calendar year, whether good or bad, was to be thought of as somewhat like the traditional pine and bamboo decorations, kadomatsu, made for the new year, which stand outside houses and temples across Japan. Namely, simply a milepost on the journey of life, neither particularly auspicious nor inauspicious. However, what always remained auspicious for Imaoka Sensei, and I would suggest should remain auspicious for us too, is the ability to embody in our daily lives the process of self-awareness and growth that ensures we can always already be ourselves a new beginning, no matter what the calendar year brings. This process lies at the heart of Jyu Shukyo, the creative free spirituality he encouraged throughout his life, and which we in this local community are seeking to embody and encourage in our own difficult times. And so to finish and send you positively into the rest of 2024, may I respectfully encourage us daily to put to one another the question Imaoka Sensei asked his own congregation 44 years ago. How new are you? And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. So, farewell for now, and remember, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. See you on the path.